The African Union, in one of its deliberations, characterized the LRA as a terrorist group and has even asked the UN and the international community to do as much, that they should be considered as terrorists, because what they are doing is even more than being terrorists, by maiming, cutting people's necks, pouring acid on people's faces, raping and forced enrollment of children under 14 years into the army, using women to carry what they have looted. And they have so many kids now that even after Kony is out of our way, we need to see how do we deal with those children who have been forced to come to life against their will.
Now, Mr. Musa, on the fight against the LRA overall, how is that effort going?
I think LRA is receiving a lot of pressure these days. This is because the regional force that is charged to track LRA is doing a good job and we are seeing results. LRA, Kony and his people are now upbeat. There are defections already going on, but we also have news about possible surrender. But until it happens, we can't believe in it. We know Kony very well, so we have to wait until we see it concretely, even though we've received this information from very, very reliable source.
Do you have any idea of where Kony is?
Well, I don't know personally, but from indications we have, we gathered in our last trip to Central African region, authorities felt he is in Central African Republic. But, you know, Kony keeps moving. He can be here today, and tomorrow when he feels threatened, he goes elsewhere.
And the other day, I had some reports that he may have been to South Sudan, actually.
Well, we had information there were some attacks, which is very funny, because in the last 2 years, we've not received any attacks in South Sudan. But now, our very reliable source, particularly our office in Juba, confirms there were two attacks with about 5 people dead. That is new. So I think Kony and his people are finding ways to survive.
Now, the SG's report cites further progress in putting the AU Regional Cooperation Plan into operation. How would you describe the military strategy of the operation now?
The military strategy of the operation is yielding very positive results. And this is because we now have support. The Americans have posted 100 advisors, and I think the advice they are providing are yielding very positive results to what the commanders are doing. One other thing which is very important is the fact that, contrary to the past, forces now can carry out cross-border operations. South Sudanese army have been able to go into the DRC, and South Sudanese troops have been able to go into the CAR. So those are the new elements that is helping the troops to be able to be on the guard and able to track Kony properly. I think the support we are receiving from the American advisors on the ground is very, very important to underline.
What about challenges? Are there any challenges that you can talk about in these efforts?
Of course, there are challenges. The challenges being that we need to know where Kony is, and we need to get him out of our way. And the next challenge is to see how do we bring 400,000 refugees and IDPs back home? How do we settle them in their environment and provide them with security for them to live a better life?
What is making it so difficult to catch this guy? It seems to be elusive.
Well, Kony is elusive because of the environment. For those who may know, the area is more than 2.5 or 3 times France, and we have only 3,000 troops. So there is no way you can use 3,000 troops effectively to track somebody if you don't have other means. And the means is very solid intelligence.
Do we have a rough idea of the strength of the LRA right now?
Well, LRA has never confirmed its strength. LRA, they are so spread out that you can't figure out how many there are. You can be 10 here, 20 there, but we feel that there should not be more than 500. If you add families and all that, maybe 700 or so. Contrary to what we are receiving in terms of information, there will be 2,000 people to defect and to surrender. We don't believe that they are up to that number.
What further measures would you like to see from regional actors and the international community?
Well, I think the first thing I would like to see is that my office has requested to coordinate the strategy. We have done that. It's been sanctioned by the Security Council. We now need funds to be able to implement. Some of the activities have been funded and have been implemented, but the bulk of those activities are still not being funded. And we urge the international community, the donors essentially, to support these activities that has been discussed, endorsed at all levels, and at the same time to thank those who have been able to support the effort so far financially or otherwise.